This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
A very common question that so many sisters have is, can I read or touch the Quran while I'm menstruating? So first of all, sisters, if we're speaking about reciting the Quran without directly touching it, such as reading it from your phone or tablet or using a tissue to turn the pages of the Arabic Quran, then as stated by many scholars, this is permissible due to there not actually being any authentic proof to show that a menstruating woman is forbidden to recite the Quran. And we notice that the Prophet ﷺ told Aisha radiallahu anha, when she got her menstruation in Hajj, do everything that the person in Hajj does except for actually doing a tawaf of the Kaaba. Also, those scholars who said it's not allowed for the woman who's menstruating to recite the Quran based their opinion on qiyas, or analogy, of the junub, who's the person in a state of having had sexual intercourse. And such a person, as we know, can easily go and take ghusl in order to remove that state whenever they wish. However, as we know, a woman in the state of menses is very different from this because she cannot remove her state. And so if we say that it's not allowed for her to recite the Quran, that means that she will basically be deprived from reciting the Quran for maybe 7 or more days. And especially in Ramadan, when women are struggling as it is to complete even just one khatma of the Quran, and they're also in the greatest need for as much reward as they can from reciting it. And that's why the more correct opinion, wallahu alam, as stated by scholars such as Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, is that a menstruating woman may recite the Quran. However, if we're speaking about directly touching the Arabic Quran without using a tissue or some other type of barrier to turn the pages, there is an authentic narration from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam which states, "La yamass al-Quran illa al-tahir," that no one should touch the Quran except the person in a state of purity. So therefore, if you're reading an English translation of the Quran or from your phone or tablet, there's nothing wrong with you directly holding that. But if you're revising or reciting from the Arabic Mus'haf, then you shouldn't touch it directly without using a tissue or gloves to turn the pages, inshallah.
Ramadan, welcome holy month, Ramadan, Ahlan Ramadan.